In the lobby of the south entrance to One World Trade Center, Donald Martini paints in situ. His 600-square-foot workspace has been cordoned off by nylon curtains for privacy. It's about the same size as his painting studio back in Chapel Hill. Dozens of white plastic pails of liquid pigment and medium are stacked against the wall. Martini wears paint-splattered black scrubs when he paints.
I think my paintings keep me in good shape. The buckets I'm carrying around are 5-gallon buckets, and moving the paint around is like moving peanut butter around. It's not light when it's wet.
There is nothing conventional about Martini's finished paintings or the paint he uses to make them. The two paintings here at the World Trade Center are about 14 feet wide and 12 feet tall, too big to fit through the doors. Martini uses special paint that took 6 years to formulate with the help of technicians and scientists around the world.
I put microbubbles in the paint. I also put chemicals into the paint to make them stiffer or to make them more flexible, to adjust the viscosity of the paint. I want to adjust the workability of the paint. For different parts of the painting, I want the paint to do different things.
Martini doesn't paint on canvas, and his finished paintings aren't framed. They look like huge brushstrokes floating in space and are known as gestures in the art world. The paint on these two new works is up to 7 inches thick at some points and is dried with the help of industrial fans. One painting is mostly orange, purple, and beige. The other is green, blue, and white.
I want to be very present in my work, so sometimes I use brushes, but these paintings I've used just my hands.
Well, not his bare hands. Martini wore latex gloves as he manipulated paint whose consistency is somewhere between honey and peanut butter. He paints on a thin plastic sheet on the floor. After the painting has dried, it's attached to a sheet of alumite, two thin layers of aluminum separated by a plastic core. The alumite is cut out in the shape of the painting, but you can't see it when you're standing in front of the artwork.
His paintings float a good inch off the wall.
Charles Shepard III is president of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art.
They're very energetic. I mean, if you've seen one in person, the energy is palpable, and you think this is just going to rocket around the room in some moment. To be in a gallery filled with his work is really a very powerful experience.
Martini names his paintings after extinct languages. These two World Trade Center paintings are named for languages once spoken by Native Americans on the southern tip of Manhattan Island, Lenape and Unami. The Lenape painting took between 45 and 60 gallons of paint, mixed 5 gallons at a time.
The color is so important to me, so I take a lot of time. I could spend 3 days mixing just the color to get it to where I want it to be. It takes as long to mix the paint as it does to make the painting.
Donald Martini will return to Chapel Hill early next month, where he's been working on small sculptures made of paint. For North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, I'm John Kalish in New York.